Well, Happy New Year. Of course, as we celebrate the beginning of this new liturgical year, which the first Sunday of Advent always ushers in, remember when it was in the 50s? And sunny? That wasn't too long ago, actually. But, you know, we're just reminded, I think, in these days, you know, how cloudy Michigan is, especially the Lower Peninsula. In fact, I think Michigan has more cloudy days annually than sunny days. You know, you go to Florida, Arizona, you go out west, or go to the Dakotas, and it's always sunny. We long for the sun. And you know, this time of year, as the days get darker, it's natural for us to long for the light. Maybe that's one reason I enjoy Advent so much. Advent mirrors this experience of the Northern Hemisphere, where the days get darker and darker and darker. And then right around Christmas, right, the light begins to return. The church's readings, especially for this first Sunday of Advent, use this same movement from darkness to light to help us enter into the season. All our readings this Sunday point to that theme. They acknowledge the darkness of the world, but they look ahead to a light that is coming, to a light that is coming. As we heard in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, he gives us this great vision of peace, swords turned into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, tools that provide food instead of weapons that cause harm. But Isaiah gives this prophecy, even as he warns of it, that Israel will face hardship and even collapse, that peace will come. Peace will come, but not immediately. And we see that in our world, still filled with so much war and violence, so much physical evil and evil in the hearts of men, is Isaiah's vision is fulfilled in Christ, but it's also pointing to a future completion, when heaven and earth will be fully united. St. Paul speaks the same way in our second reading in his letter to the Romans. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. That Christ has come, but there's also a not yet. A not yet. The early Christians thought Jesus might return any day. Right? They thought his return was imminent. And so some even began slipping in their faith because they expected his coming to be immediate. You know, there's this sometimes this attitude of, well, maybe he's not going to come at all. So I'll just go back to my old way of living and I'll have a conversion moment later on. And St. Paul urges them and us not to go backward. Not to go backward, not to say, I'll get serious about my faith later. That we don't know what tomorrow brings, and Christ's return could come at any moment. I think sometimes, brothers and sisters, you and I can fall into that same trap of, you know, it's hard to live out the faith day to day. It's hard to practice virtue. It can be really difficult. And then we start thinking about the long game. You know, well, I'll have time for that later. I'll have time to start living out virtue later. I can start tomorrow. And while maybe that's been true for us every day, up until now, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know what tomorrow brings. And I'm not just talking here from the standpoint of, you know, that maybe you or I will pass away, but that we also still live in this imminent possibility of Jesus coming again, right in the next couple of moments, right? Maybe before the end of this Mass, right? That Jesus could return to earth and usher in a new heaven and a new earth. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. I remarking with Deacon Ryan, we've heard Bishop Boyer not infrequently, in fact, say, and maybe in different settings and in meetings when we're talking about the future of things for our diocese or, you know, his own life or whatever it is. And Bishop Boyer is often, he'll say, I don't know, maybe Jesus will return before then. And like, he really means it. Right? We should all mean that. That could happen. And St. Paul's reminding his community and all of us that we have to be mindful of that as well. And in the gospel, Jesus himself reminds us of that. One day he will come again and no one knows the hour. But that on that day, we need to be ready. We have to be prepared in the sense that we've been living our faith and that when Jesus returns, it's a moment when we're excited and not fearful. The point isn't to scare us. It's to keep us awake. To help us live in a way that makes us joyful at his coming, not anxious, not ashamed. like, you know, that I haven't been living the way that I want to be living. I'm not ready. But instead, that when Jesus comes again, we'd rather be joyful. And this idea, like, to thank God Jesus has returned, right? The way the early Christians were excited and longed for Jesus' return, anticipating his return, so that we can say with the psalmist, as we just sang, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And Advent invites us into that same longing, like that of the first Christians, not with dread, but with expectation. So we live in this now, but not yet. Not yet. And that's where we live as the church. That Christ has come and brought salvation, but we still wait for the fullness of that salvation. When the world is finally made new, when Isaiah's prophecy is finally fulfilled. Until then, we stand in this in-between, right? This now, but not yet. And during this season of Advent, as we look to the first coming of Christ, in light of his second coming, when he returns as king, this is the time for us to prepare ourselves. And over the next weeks of Advent, the scriptures will keep inviting us to the same simple question. If Jesus were to knock on my door tomorrow and say, it's time, would I be ready and even excited for him to come? You know, what does it mean for me to live my life as though Jesus were going to knock on my door tomorrow? What does it mean for me to live my life in a way that I'd be proud and excited for his second coming? Advent is our chance to wake up again, to renew our faith, to live more intentionally in the light that is already breaking into the world. And as we begin this holy season, brothers and sisters, let us hold one another close in prayer that we may stay awake, live in the light, and be ready with joyful hearts. For we do not know the day or the hour when our Lord will come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.